Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm a real estate investor in both single family properties. That's where I started, and now apartment communities. And I've been investing in apartment communities for just over 4 years now, turned into year five as soon as the new year hit. I started in 2018 in January. I began 11 years ago with the single family properties. But today, and it amazes me every time I say this, it continues to grow rapidly, but I'm a partner in over 3,000 doors of real estate. I am always looking to invest. I don't listen to the noise that's out there. I don't pay attention to the fear mongers. I don't get bogged down by the inept political leadership of this country. I don't buy into the fear. If I bought into the fear, I would have stopped in 2015. I just keep on keeping on, as Matthew McConaughey would say, creating that cash flow, growing my wealth, reinvesting. But the most important component of that, my friends, is having fun and living the lifestyle. I have an interesting show for you today. And really, it's about two different paths to retirement or two different paths to financial freedom. You see, we as real estate investors, we call financial freedom retirement. Now, there's a lot of paths out there that you can take to that financial freedom or toward the future or as you go through life. There's people that invest in Bitcoin or crypto, right? There's, I think last time I checked, almost 4,000 different coins out there. It's quite amazing. I don't do that, but there are people that do that and they feel that's their way forward. Good for them. There's people that not only have two jobs, they have three jobs. You kind of got to admire that. That's somebody that's going to work their way to financial freedom. They're doing everything they can to earn those dollars. There's some people that are gamblers, sports book, what have you. Fine. Have fun. Good for you. I hope you win. I'd like to know your thoughts on the Super Bowl. No, just kidding, really. But there's a lot of different paths, but really today I'm going to focus on two different paths. One's that conventional wisdom path that we're conditioned in American society to follow from a very young age. And then there's this other path that I found 11 years ago, and it's quite different, actually. The two plans couldn't be any more different from one another in many, many different aspects. I'm going to use real examples of both. I hope you can stick with me for the entire show. If you do miss any part of this show, my favorite way to listen to this show is on the podcast. Every one of you with a smartphone, you have a podcast app, dial in the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, subscribe to it. It will automatically upload when you get some free time, when you're driving somewhere, tooth that to your radio in your vehicle and listen to it. Or if you go for a walk, take a listen, get some ear pods, what have you. We do have our own YouTube channel. Type in Lifestyles Unlimited. Type in Dale Walmsley. You'll find us. And then the easiest always is the website. There's an entire section dedicated to the radio, and you can find it there. Throughout this show, I'm sure I'll intermingle the term path or plan. They both really are the same thing. You got plan A and plan B, path A, path B. They're both interchangeable, but plan A is the conventional wisdom plan. That's the one most of you follow. It's the one I followed for, well, until I was in my 40s. But we're told this is the plan that will enable us to retire and live a comfortable lifestyle. It just takes time, but follow it. And we're taught this from a very, very early age. So what's that plan look like? Go to school, get good grades, get into college, and by golly, sell your soul for that degree, no matter what. Sell your soul. If you got to beg, borrow, and steal and come out of that with a lot of student loan debt, it's all worth it. Just ask any university professor. They'll tell you that no matter what, you need that degree. Get a good job. Why? So you can enroll in your company 401k, or there's some alternatives to the plan that say you don't go to college. Get the IRA, right? Feed the IRA. Same thing, pretty much. Slight differences, but essentially the two work over time. Time is the biggest factor, and I will tell you, it will take 40 years, maybe, to retire comfortably. It's that simple, my friends. It only takes 40 years. Now, I say 40 years because if you look up how to properly retire, how to save for retirement, they're going to tell you you need to start in your 20s and not your old 20s, your young 20s. Most models actually show the retirement path starting at age 22. Have you ever met any 22-year-olds? I've got a 20-year-old and I've got a 21-year-old. But the discipline required to put 20%+ of your salary away at that young age, that's a special 22-year-old. Now, when do you retire? That age is 62. And I say that because that just happens to be the median retirement age in the United States. I know many of you out there, you said, no, Harrison, I'm going to work till I'm 70, or I'm going to work till I'm 66 so I can get full benefits. Because you know you don't get full Social Security benefits if you take them at 62. And coincidentally, at age 62 is when you can begin Social Security benefits. So is it a coincidence that that seems to be the median retirement age in this country? I think not. I was doing some research for the show, and I found this catchy title. Quote, normal retirement, ages 66 to 70. Normal retirement? That's a scary term. What about real estate investors that retired way younger than 66? Are they abnormal? Maybe they are, but they're having a heck of a lot more fun. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you joining me today. My name is Mike Harrison. I'm comparing two different paths to retirement. Path A is the conventional wisdom path that we've all been taught at a young age. Go to school, get good grades, essentially get that good job, feed that 401k. By the time you're 60, 65, 70, you can go frolic on the beach in your khakis, travel the world, get the American Express card, fly first class. Just go watch TV this evening. You'll see the commercials. Drive down the highway, you'll see the billboard. Some of you see them right now as you're listening to me. Look at that billboard. It's for a retirement company or a travel company, and the person on it's got gray hair because that's when you retire. Retirement's an age, right? No, it's a financial condition, friends. At least those of us that follow Plan B, the real estate investment path, which is much different. It's a financial condition. It has nothing to do with time or age. It has everything to do with, do you have enough money coming in on a regular basis that you can live life on your terms? Yes or no? If the answer is no, continue to grow that until the answer is yes. Real estate investing, one asset at a time. It's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're an educational and mentoring group. We teach a path to create wealth, grow wealth, create cash flow, and ultimately do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want on your terms. You get to live again. You don't have to wait until you're in your late 60s or 70s. And by the way, 20% of 70 to 74-year-olds are still working in the United States. Yes, some of them are working because they enjoy it. But what percentage is that of those folks? I bet it's very small. Path B. Wealth in real estate investing on Path B grows on a much greater scale. It grows at such a scale that many people have quote-unquote retired in 2 to 5 years. We don't call it retirement. We call it financial freedom. Financial freedom is achieved when your passive income exceeds your financial obligations. Again, retirement's not an age. It's a financial condition. Let me break it down for you. Let's say you have a car note, $500 a month, mortgage, $1,800 a month, groceries, let's call it $400, utilities, $600, other expenses, $500. That's $3,500 a month in monthly obligations. You take 3 years, you buy 10 rental properties, you create $4,000 a month in passive income, which has now exceeded your monthly obligations. Do you need to go to work for the W-2 job? Trade time for money? No. You can if you want, or you can do what you want. Everybody say it together, when you want, with whomever you want, on your terms. For you math aficionados out there, I have a formula. It's the financial freedom formula. It's time multiplied by rate, multiplied by amount saved or amount invested. Time multiplied by rate, multiplied by amount invested. Now, in that equation, the most important factor in that equation, I'm going to tell you right now, is rate. Rate of return. You see, it's not about the size of the nest egg you save, that amount saved. It's not about the amount of those dollars. It's all about the returns. Let's take a big number. Let's take $2 million. Let's say your rate of return is 4%. That's $80,000 a year that you can live on. Okay, great. Good for you. Not bad. Now, let's say $2 million at 20% annually. If your rate of return was 20%, well, that's 5 times greater. That's $400,000 a year. Do you see the difference? How hard is it to make an annualized rate of return at 20% in real estate? You real estate investors don't answer this question. I want you non-real estate investors to answer the question, because you probably think there is no way you guys can earn 20% annually investing. And I'm telling you, it happens all the time. I might even be low on that number. But within that equation, if you think about it, I changed one factor. Rate. We had the same amount saved and invested, and we had time. Boom. That was just, the rate was what changed. It's all about having a rate of return so large that the timeline gets shortened, or the timeline becomes less important in the equation. So if you don't have time, or if you want to shorten that time, you do it with a greater rate of return. That's what makes real estate such a fantastic vehicle to utilize in wealth creation. We're making money five ways in houses, six ways in multifamily properties. It creates a greater rate of return. Single family homes, often that year one is 100% rate of return. When you bake everything in, the equity capture, the mortgage pay down, the tax advantage, the cash on cash return, oftentimes that rate exceeds 100%. Now, in apartment communities, you stretch it out a little more. That 100% will hit you typically over 2 to 5 years. So if you did it in two, that's a 50% annualized return. Again, all in. The many different ways you have to add all those components together. If your rate of return is low, well, friends, you better have time. And that's why the retirement pundits that want to teach you how to retire with $1 million, they tell you to start with 40 years. 40 years. My gosh, I think the average lifespan for a man in America just dropped 1 year from 76 to 75. And you want me to give 40 years of that to the JOB? Well, that's the conventional plan. That's the plan that they're touting for you, my friends. Start with 40 years. So there's a video I found online. It's from USA Today. And the title of the video is How You Can Save $1 Million for Retirement. It caught my eye. Catchy. I'm thinking, okay, why did they say $1 million? There's still a lot of people out there that think $1 million is a lot of money. I can make a lot of arguments that $1 million is not a lot of money if that's what you're setting aside for 5, 10, 20, 25 years to live on. It's going to go quickly, especially, and I will tell you this every day, your retirement will cost you more than your non-retirement. I know a lot of retired people, their retirement's more expensive than when they weren't retired. Much more expensive for many different reasons, not all of them good. We're going to come back. We're going to break down the USA Today video online, how you can save $1 million for retirement. And actually, the video is pretty dark. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. I'm breaking down two separate and distinct paths to financial freedom or to retirement. Plan A, conventional wisdom. Plan B, the rebel real estate investor path. And we'll get more into Plan B later in the show. And I want to review a video that I found from USA Today, How to Save $1 Million in retirement. It's a lot darker than you may think. But before I get to that, I want to invite you to the Lifestyles Unlimited workshop. This is where you can tune in and come see what we do and how we do it, how we make money five ways in single family properties, how we make money six ways in apartment communities. If you missed the last segment, you add all those different ways together and you compound those returns annualized, they're much greater than 20%. Oftentimes, much, much higher, but I'm a conservative guy, so I try to keep it low. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Check us out. Come see what we do and how we do it. If it's for you, I suggest you join Lifestyles Unlimited. We would be happy to teach you how to create passive income, how to grow wealth, how to invest in real estate properties properly. And I did it improperly for a couple of years. That would be at givemetotalfreedom.com. Givemetotalfreedom.com. We're running a promo right now. Would reduce the price to $297 for 2 years. And that promo code is SAVE BIG, all capitals, SAVEBIG. SAVE BIG is the promo code. Okay, USA Today, 3-minute video, how you can save $1 million for retirement. I watched this video and I was astonished at the amount of damage that can be done in 3 minutes. You may want to find it yourself. The format of the video is Q&A with a USA Today columnist and a vice president from Fidelity Investments. Red flag number one should be the first clue that you're about to get sold some information, my friends. I'm not going to share any names. First part of the video, they discuss the characteristics of the $1 million saver. Well, characteristic number one, if you caught the earlier part of the show, save for the long haul. There it is. 30 years is what they say. I'm telling you 40, but they're saying 30. They also tell you to take full advantage of the 401k company match, okay? They tell you that you need to save a minimum of 16% of your pay. 16%. And add that to the company match on top of it. They're trying to get you over that 20%. This is, not every company has a company match in their 401k. So I guess those of you would need to save 20%, 20 plus percent. Again, save for the long haul. Start young. And they're telling you to invest in stocks, mutual funds, and then they actually said this, your own company's stock. Friends, I was a stock investor for a long time. That is one of the most dangerous things you can do, is to cloud your portfolio with a large percentage of your own company's stock. Why? Because you work for your company and you have blinders on. You're knee-deep in it and you don't know exactly what's going on. Just ask people at Lucent, Enron, and countless other companies that invested in their own company stock. You get your own company stock, great. Sell some of it, or make sure it's a very small portion of your portfolio, or better than that, get out of the whole thing altogether and invest in real estate. We can talk about that later, but let's continue on with this video. How about, let's say somebody came to work for Facebook last October. How are they doing now? Stock's down 23%. I hope their entire retirement portfolio wasn't based on Facebook stock. Halfway through the video, it takes a dark turn. It's almost as if they know saving for $1 million for retirement is incredibly rare today, and it's just not for 80-plus percent of you, maybe higher than that. So the host actually says this, quote, if you can't save 16%, then save 1%. Wow. What's more important here? Then they mention, here's the dark side. Not everyone needs $1 million to retire. So they're trying to put some lipstick on this pig, as people would say. But they're saying it counterintuitively. I heard them say, not everyone needs $1 million to retire. That's the only line I totally agree with in the entire video. I will tell you, most people, as in married people with families, dependents, people that may have health issues or that will have health issues when they're older, people that want to travel, people that want to bless their family, their grandkids, others, charities. Retirement's about living, right? Well, you're going to need way more than $1 million. So yeah, I agree with them when they say not everyone needs $1 million to retire. I did a show about a year, maybe more ago, and maybe I need to recycle that one. I called it $3 million is the new $1 million. Look, when I was a kid, $1 million was a lot of money. It's not what you think it is today, especially if you're stretching that $1 million out. Especially in today's inflationary environment, I may need to change that show to $4 million is the new $1 million. The video continues. They say you will need at least 8 to 12 times your salary. Part of the video. to retire. Friends, that's the part of the video where they accidentally told the naked truth. The naked truth that most people aren't going to make it. I did some quick math, $40,000 a year, 8 to 12 times your salary, that's $320,000 to $480,000 a year. So $320,000 to $480,000, how long is that going to last you in retirement if you're bleeding it down? I don't know. I hope you don't plan on living more than 10 years. But I would think most people that retire, again, that median retirement age is 62. They're thinking they're going to at least get 15 or 20. God forbid they live to be 92, right? Median salary in the United States, $92,800. Average salary in the United States, $47,520. 8 to 12 times that, median puts you in the $800,000 to $1.2 million range. Average salary, which is probably more realistic, puts you in the $400,000 to $600,000 range. Now, if we look at life expectancies, men is 75 and women is 81. Those are both down from last year. If retirement age is 62 and the retirement dollars needed average is going to be $400,000 to $600,000, again, if you live 20 years, that's $20,000 to $30,000 a year. Pre-tax. They're going to take tax money out of that. And this is from the video, How to Save $1 Million for Retirement. They think they're telling you that $1 million is going to be great. They tell you, A, you're not going to get there. B, it's not so great. C, why don't we just settle for 8 to 12 times your salary? And those of you that make the average, which is the average is most people, they're basically telling you, you need to find a way to live on $20,000 to $30,000 a year. That doesn't sound like a great retirement, my friends. You're going to need a plan B. Just when you think it can't get it worse, this is just a 3-minute video. They go, if you wait until age 70, you may need less. They're trying to encourage you not to retire at 62. They're trying to encourage you to save until you're 70. Keep feeding that 401k the whole time. They even say, what if you're tempted to tap into your 401k? And you would think that was the most sacrilegious sentence the vice president from Fidelity ever heard. It was as if you were proposing mass extinction. Fidelity said, no, absolutely not. Never, ever pull your 401k. Well, I guess Fidelity thinks I'm pretty crazy because I pulled mine years ago. I invested in real estate and it's made all the difference in the world. My name is Mike Harrison. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about a plan B about real estate investing, taking control of your life. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate educational and mentoring group. We were founded over 30 years ago by Del Walmsley. Del Walmsley's mission is to retire America one person at a time by investing in real estate. Why real estate? Is it that Del just set out and said, oh, real estate's great? No, real estate works. It fits the bill. It makes us substantial returns, large returns, returns large enough that we can shrink that timeline. If you increase the rate and you shrink the timeline, well, then you can retire much quicker, much faster. You can achieve that financial freedom. And I was discussing the conventional wisdom plan, Plan A, the plan that most people will follow. I found a little video, How to Save $1 Million in Retirement. It's really a dark video when you look between the lines and listen to what they're really saying, is that most people just aren't going to make it. They want you to go to 70 years old. They're telling you you can't save $1 million and that you should live on $20,000 to $30,000 a year. Get used to it. With the inflation that's going on today, it's terrible. And it's my generation, I believe, that really it's going to get exposed, that this plan just isn't working. It just isn't working. I think as I'm watching that video, what is the truth? I can almost see that scene from Full Metal Jacket with Colonel Jessup, and he's screaming, "You can't handle the truth." Well, the truth is, friends, most people didn't start saving for retirement when they were 22. Most people didn't put 16%+ away. Most people didn't have a company match. Most people have been through one or two or three real estate corrections, and there's going to be another one. It's not if, it's when. It's a natural cycle. It happens. Maybe it's happening now. I don't know. I don't care. But that's the truth, my friends, that plan's broken. All right. Now let's cheer up. Let's look at real estate investing. Let's look at creating wealth and passive income through real estate. What does that look like? My portfolio of assets, again, it's single family homes and apartment communities. It's really, when you put it all together, it's a cash flow snowball. That's what I like to call it. Several different investments, again, combined all together. Houses, I get paid rent. It's always due on the first. I set those houses up so that there's passive income after all the principal, the interest, the mortgage, the insurance, after everything's, the taxes, after everything's paid, there's additional money left over that comes to me. That's passive income. Apartment communities, very similar. I invest passively in those deals, and those pay me quarterly. I just received a check this week from one of the communities, and I just received an email prior to starting the show, about 10 minutes before, that a automatic deposit has been initiated for two of my other apartment communities. So those apartment investments pay quarterly. Depending on how the lead sets it up, some pay immediately after the quarter. Some do their books a month after. So, for instance, they'll close out their January books in February. They'll close out their February books in March. So getting paid for that quarter, for instance, fourth quarter 2021, some will pay you in January and some will pay you in February and so on. But it's every 3 months. I started 11 years ago with my first house. I started in 2018 with apartments. Now, to shed some light on how this, I use the term cash flow snowball, you're imagining that snowball rolling downhill and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's kicking out that cash flow, okay? And when that cash flow reaches a certain size and it's different for everybody, then you can retire, then you can walk away from your job. But it grows bigger every year. My investments in 2021, monetarily, was more than I invested in 2019 and 2020 combined. Now, how did this happen? Did I win the lottery? Did I find a suitcase full of money? Did I have a rich uncle pass away and leave me a ton of money? None of those things happened, unfortunately. No, I had deals that I had invested in 2018, 2019 that did a refinance in 2021. And the cash flow as well increased as those properties became seasoned, as they became stabilized and the rent was able to grow and the expenses decreased. Not as a whole, but decreased, essentially adding to the NOI, the net operating income, more in line, stabilized. Well, those refis and the cash flow grew to such a degree that I was able to reinvest those. I was accumulating wealth at 2 times the level that I was at just 2 years ago. Now, if the pattern holds this year, 2022, I should be able to invest greater than what I put together in 2020 and 2021. It is a cash flow snowball. And friends, imagine that cash flow is tax-free. Now, does that sound like a different plan than the conventional wisdom 40-year plan? We're buying streams of income. We're not putting money into handing money to a market manager and saying, take this and put it somewhere and I hope it adds up at the very end. No, we're involved. We're physically involved in what we're doing. And let me tell you, it's a heck of a lot of fun. Not only does it works better than you think it does when you do it right. And it's a heck of a lot of fun. It's investing in real, tangible assets, creating a cash flow business that you control, growing both the value and the cash flow annually. And at some point, friends, you'll be free. Free to choose to do what you want for the first time in your adult life because financially you're secure. Let's look at $50,000 in Texas, and every market's different, but $50,000 and change that number however you need to for your market. You can buy 2 to 3 houses, 2 to 3 rent homes, yes, for $50,000 in Texas. Let's just be conservative and roll with 2 houses. Bought the way we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. That cash flow would be $800 a month or $9,600 a year. If you're buying it the way we teach, you'd get an equity capture. I'm going to say you're going to get anywhere from 30 to 100% equity capture. That's $15,000 to $100,000. Mortgage pay down. That's $100 to $200 a month times 2 houses. By the way, that mortgage pay down gets bigger every year because as you pay that principal down, the interest multiplied by the principal decreases. So it's kind of a slow boil, but it's happening in the background. We're just talking about 2 houses. That's an additional $2,400 to $4,800 a year. We started with $50,000. Tax advantages. Well, that cash flow on that $9,600 a year, again, $800 a month, and how'd I get there? We average $400 a month per house. There's a lot of folks out there that just bought their first rent house and they're making way more than $400. But you can count on $400 if you set it up properly, right in that neighborhood. Maybe you gain a little more on the equity capture and your cash flow goes down. Maybe you give up a little bit on the equity capture and your cash flow goes up. Not every deal is the same. It's got to make right for you. But anyway, that cash flow, tax-free when depreciated. Let's say you're in a 30% tax rate. $9,600 a year, I'm going to call it 10 for ease of math. Well, that's a $3,000 savings. If you're not having to pay that tax on 10 grand and you're in a 30% tax rate, what does that feel like? That's just 4 ways. Now for something we usually don't discuss. appreciation. Friends, I'm telling you, we don't buy for appreciation. That's for amateurs. We buy for cash flow. Amateurs think that's how you make money in real estate. And again, I was one of those people, okay? I'm not saying that derogatory. I'm not trying to be derogatory. But amateurs buy for appreciation. But appreciation's real today. It's real. I'm going to call appreciation the silent millionaire maker. Even at levels of 3%, it'll change your life. Friends, it's real. We're making money five different ways on real estate. It's changing our life. I hope I made a case study for real estate investment, my friends. But I want you to understand, we don't do it for the money. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll see you next week. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.